This is the WPCA Insider Report, your exclusive access to the World Professional Chuckwagon Association with race results, schedules, standings, and more. Presented by GMC.
Well, we are four stops into the tour as High River wrapping up on Sunday, getting set for Ponoka in just a couple of weeks from Calgary. And of course, everybody's eye, or at least around here, is on the Stampede. Very pleased to have join us this week on the WPCA Insider, one of the bigger names on tour. Troy Dorchester joins us down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Troy, how are you?
Real good, thanks.
I appreciate you taking some time to talk to us. As I mentioned, 4 weeks in, how has the season treated you so far?
Well, we've had a tough go this year, but, you know, we run real good. The wagon horses worked awesome last weekend, High River. I think we'd have been seventh if we hadn't had 6 seconds out riding penalties. So we're going the right way. Just been kind of fighting some injuries with a few horses. I got two back now that I haven't had for 2 weeks, so we're hoping things will start to keep improving for us for Ponoka and Calgary.
But, you know, you just said it, High River, you thought you saw some signs of improvement, reasons to be optimistic?
Oh, yeah, no, it's tough. You have a horse that, it's just like any sports team, hockey, ball. Well, you know, you lose one of the main guys in the lineup, and you kind of step back and readjust, and that's kind of what we've been doing for about 3 weeks here. And last weekend, I was really happy with what I saw, and I think they're getting stronger, and hopefully we'll come in flying and maybe have another great Stampede.
Troy, one of the things we're trying to do in this visit, you know, all year long, is kind of explain how the tour works and how you guys are set up and operate. We haven't talked about injuries. How common are injuries, you know, for your horses, and how do you deal with them?
You know, in the most part, like every track's different. Mm-hmm. This year, it's just been real freak things with me. One was a shipping incident in a trailer. Another one was got kicked out in the pen, just playing, and one of his buddies, they're just one of them things. They're just running around, and one just wheeled and kind of kicked out to the side and hit the other horse in the stifle, and he's been off a little bit, but he looks like he's going to go here. We trained him. Actually, I drove home today and truck trained him on the truck, and everything looks good. So just, it's frustrating, and they can't talk. So you got to really be patient and make sure you go through the right procedures to get them back and make sure they're ready to go.
How many horses do you run on your team in terms of, you know, how big is your stable or field of for use during a tour event?
We got usually anywhere from 19 to 24 head. This year I'm a little lighter. I decided we're going to train a few less. Probably won't happen again this year just because I've had kind of one of them snowball effect springs. It just seems like one after the other kind of needs a week or two off, right? But I don't know what to say on that. It just, we work hard at trying to get them rehab back. And it, like I said, it's very freak things that have happened this year. And I just must be one of my ears.
I'm very curious because as we've done this, the different drivers we've had on are different locations that they go to get their horses. Where do you get your horses predominantly?
I'd say about 90%. I've been out of BC, Hastings Park. Great bunch of horses, and I just always have had good luck, and I think my Uncle Dallas bought most of his horses out of there too, and we've always been pretty strong running there, and the horses are good quality, so we've always been there, and buy a few out of the Alberta market. It's just a lot tougher with so many guys in Alberta, so Edmonton and Lethbridge, they get picked over pretty good, and I think there's only six or seven of us that go out to Vancouver, so.
In conversation, Troy Dorchester is our guest here on the WPCA Insider Report, joining us down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. I'm going to skip over Ponoka because I want to come back and spend some time on this event, but looking ahead 2 weeks to Calgary, are you already preparing? Are you already have your eye on how much organization do you have to put into, you know, for that event, which is 10 days and maybe the biggest on the tour?
Oh yeah, it's huge. I mean, even we were sitting in High River last week, me and the wife and our hired hands run in, we got the stalls ready to go, and we're already starting to pack stuff, just the extra stuff it takes. Usually hire two more people, so I have four people that we hire, and then got two kids and my wife, so it's about a seven or eight person per wagon outfit to move in there, and a lot of work. It's all box stalls and hand walking here when we're on the tour. Horses are out, you know, pens every morning, so you don't have to have the extra help to walk and exercise them in the mornings and stuff. So yeah, it's lots. And then organizing your feed, make sure there's guys gonna have enough straw and hay and your oats for the 10 days, and it's good, but it's some of the guys always most wagon drivers, that's all you dream of is running at the big shows and having a chance at making some big money, because it's a tough game, and if you get lucky once in a while, it pays off. It's huge.
It's a little bit different in the world of sport. You brought up other sports a while ago, Troy, but it's a little different in the sense that maybe the biggest event is kind of in the middle of the season as opposed to a big build at the end, right? It's a little odd that way, how it works.
Yeah, it is for sure. But it's still, it's every guy's dream to be there and race, and I like it in the middle just because your horses really peak usually right now, and you see the best of the best, and the end of the year you're kind of starting to mentally get tired too, so you just kind of just going through the motions. I think the Stampede is about the perfect scenario. It kind of gets you uplifted and gives you that fire to keep rolling, and when it's over, we got a week this year after, and I think everybody will be really happy about that for a week off, and then we hit the trail again and finish off with another 4-week run. But yeah, it's a lot of people only realize that they have a dog and a cat and they're going for vacation for a week. Just imagine 24 head of horses, two hired hands and three kids and all that stuff to go down the road. So
that's not a vacation. That is not what one would call a vacation.
Don't tell my wife that. She thinks we're on vacation right now.
In conversation, Troy Dorchester, our guest here on the World Professional Chuckwagon Association Insider Report. You look at somebody's resume, especially in sports, and you look at the accomplishments, and I it's hard not to look at your resume and ask about 2012. No other driver did what you did, which is win Pinoca, then the Stampede Aggregate, then the Rangeland Derby. What is that moment in time? What does that achievement mean to you now, even just a couple years removed from it?
Yeah, it's everything. Like I said earlier, I remember sitting on my dad's Lazy Boy with the feet up, and I'm standing in between the chair and the leg rest, and I've got electrical cords running for lines and pretending I'm driving and winning big shows. And when that happened, it was a huge moment for my whole family, and just something that, you know, everybody's that's running a wagon will definitely goes after. And I still get the quivers when I think about it, because it was a pretty unreal three-week run.
You've talked an awful lot about family. Your wife and your kids are part of what you do now, but talk a little bit about the family influence for you, because, you know, your grandfather's done this, the family has done this. Was it always, were you destined to be a driver?
Well, I think so. It's kind of funny. I was always kind of the thicker boy when growing up, and my grandpa rode some gallop racehorses for my grandpa when I was 13, 14, and he said, "Hey, you ride a horse good." He said, "You can't get on. You're going to have to drive." So I knew my whole riding career wouldn't last, so I didn't pursue it. And I was lucky enough. My dad and mom made me, they got me into the ponies and did that for 2 years, and yeah, since I was 6 years old, that's all I wanted to do is be around. And I was just fortunate enough, Dad had quit in 80 to sold out to Doyle Mullaney, and kind of was bothered by it, but still stayed in the loop with Uncle Dallas, so and Ed Allstott. So yeah, he just followed them, and my other uncle Dave Lewis, and just watched them go. And then I started running ponies there and just kind of kept with it. And Jerry Bremner gave me an opportunity to drive a second outfit in 93. And away I went. And here we are today, 23 years later, and had some pretty nice wins and had a few close ones too that I should have won. But I'm pretty happy with the whole way my career went, and hopefully I'm around for a few more years.
Troy, you walk us through that, and there are some big names in your sport that you cross paths with or worked with. Is that how it happened? I mean, were you just a sponge? Were you just a guy that got the right guidance at the right time? Or how did you learn the craft, I suppose, is the best way to ask.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, when you got a guy like Dallas Dorchester and Jerry Bremner, even Ed Allstott, he's a great horseman, and Dave Lewis is still one of the best known drivers. And you're 18 years old, and you just kind of listen and watch. And Christ, I'm still learning today, different things just from other drivers on tour, right?
Sure.
But, just was very fortunate. And my dad, Gary, he always tells me right from wrong and not scared to, so that always helps. And he won Calgary in 68, so he definitely knows what he's talking about. So you try to listen as much as you can. And yeah, it's just, it's been good. And then once we hit the road, it's you watch the other guys. Norm Cuthbertson was huge for us too. Like I still phone him and Judy at any time of the day and ask him different questions on different horses. So, I mean, there's still your support line is huge, and every driver needs it, that's for sure.
Let's stay with that theme of family, but look ahead to this weekend. Pinoca. This is essentially your backyard race, right? This one's got the family ties. This is huge for you.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's for me, it's my playground, and last year we just missed the final eight, and like me and Jason Glass were both 10 and 21 hundreds out of the ninth and 10th hole there to get in. And I think that's our goal. Or for me, it's just come back and stay clean. And I'm not really in the heat a guy wants. You want to be in the later heats, but when things ain't working right. But like I said, anything can happen. She's like a playoff round now. You just go in there and do your best and drive clean, and hopefully things will unfold.
What's it like? I mean, the Dash for Cash in Pinoca is named after your grandfather. That's got to be pretty cool to be able to participate in something like that.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, when I drive back into the barrels there every night, and you look over the outside rail and his wagon's up there with a tarp on it, says 50 years of racing or whatever, and I get pretty excited and just kind of talk to yourself about it and just say, you got to do this. Here we go. Here, Dorchester, this is what you do. So away you go. So, yeah, it's good. I always have great fan support here and lots of friends and family. So, it's pretty fun.
Troy, how can people keep track of you? How can people pay attention to you? And who's helping you? Who's got the tarps this year for you?
This year, Pure Chem, out of Alberta wide, Pure Chem Services, the chemical. We got them the first three nights here. Then we have Team Rig and Supply out of Nisku. They've been a long time supporter, and we've had them here probably for 8-9 years Team Rig, and Pure Chem's a newer sponsor that stepped on the last 2 years, and they've been hugely supporting me, not only here but lots of the tour. And great bunch of people, and they love our sport. And if it wasn't for sponsors, we wouldn't be able to do this. That's for sure.
Awesome stuff. Troy, best of luck in Pinoca, best of luck in Calgary. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Right on. We'll see you in a couple weeks here.
Absolutely. Troy Dorchester joining us down the South Street Burger guest hotline. South Street Burger, you can check out their new menu at all four Calgary locations, serving fresh grilled antibiotic hormone-free turkey burgers. More at southstreetburger.com. And, of course, joining us here on the WPCA Insider Report, just a quick look at the world standings after High River. Kurt Benzmiller's on top with 608.5 points. Rick Fraser, 566 points. Luke Tournier, number three, 535.5. Lane McGilvery, number four slot, 524.5. And our old friend Aubrey Motowillo, who was one of the guests on the program earlier in the year, is currently in fifth at 508, of course. Pinoca this weekend, and then, of course, the Stampede, the Rangeland Derby, coming up in a couple of weeks. This has been the WPCA Insider Report here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
This is the WPCA Insider Report, your exclusive access to the World Professional Chuckwagon Association, with race results, schedules, standings, and more. Presented by GMC.